Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Where are you getting your fertilizer this year? Just about anywhere you look, it's going to cost more. And you may even find it's harder to get when you need it. It sure would be nice to have a better source of crop nutrients. Believe it or not, you do. It's your soil. Source from Sound Agriculture unlocks more of the nutrients already in your fields, so you can add less fertilizer while getting the yield you're counting on. It's such a solid backup plan, you'll probably find yourself wondering why Source wasn't the plan all along. Visit sound.ag to learn more.
Not long after State Question 788 made medical marijuana legal in the state of Oklahoma, criminals outside of our state figured out that our fees were cheap, our land was a lot cheaper than you could find in places like California, and they've learned to navigate our laws very well. Mark Woodward with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says that his agency is the one that's dealing with the bad actors. And he says that we're talking about literally thousands of them probably hiding relatively in plain sight. If you're out in the country and you think somebody's not legit, not on the up and up, you can make a call or get a hold of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and they'll be glad to check things out.
There's farms that are going to be criminal in nature, and we would want to hear about those. And they can contact the Bureau of Narcotics. They can call us. They can go on Facebook and send us a direct message, which is private, or they can send us an email and remain anonymous. But many of the investigations that we have started because somebody in rural Oklahoma called and said, here's a farm. I'd like you to take a look at it. And we start looking at it and realize, hey, that farm, that owner there is already tied to 31 other farms that we're investigating. And so, yeah, sometimes this information is very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. But I will warn people that these are very complex. Don't expect them to make a call and within 2 hours, you know, we're shutting that farm down. We've got to prove that they're criminal. And you're not going to do that by just walking onto the property inspecting it because they're going to look legitimate. They know how to make things look, you know, squeaky clean on the surface. That's why they've been in business. So we've got to show that they're criminal. And those are very complex investigations. They're oftentimes tied to criminal organizations. And many of these organizations have 40 to 400 farms they're operating. And if you can unplug that entire organization, which was what we're doing, we've identified one that had 299 farms. And we've unplugged that entire group, essentially, because of how we're working. But it does take time. So that's why people may say, hey, I've called the Bureau of Narcotics. Nobody's doing anything about that. Farm's still been operating for 6 months. When people do call us, we usually look at it and we will see that it's already on our radar, but we can't always share that to the person who's calling or emailing because it's sensitive to our operations. I will tell you that the majority of the tips we get, it's about a farm that we are already investigating. And we're investigating more specifically the people who are behind that farm, moving the plants, moving the workers, and laundering the money. The farm itself is almost secondary because that's just one of many things that they're involved in. And we've got to shut down the whole group. So
Woodward says they have shut down several hundred illegal operations, but acknowledges there's a lot more to do. But he believes that they are making some good progress in cleaning up those bad actors. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.